Now, the Reuters news agency is reporting this lunchtime that the United States is attempting to seize the oil tanker it has been pursuing across the Atlantic. Earlier, it was reported that Russia had deployed a submarine and other vessels to escort the re-tagged vessel. The ship, which is currently between Iceland and Scotland, has been linked to Venezuela, and the US has accused it of breaking sanctions. Joining us for more is retired naval commander Tony Geraghty. Tony, thanks for talking to us this afternoon. We're just literally within the past 10 minutes or so getting these reports of the US trying to seize the vessel. How much is actually known about this ship and about where it's likely to be heading?
Yeah, first of all, thanks so much for having me on the show. Yeah, I suppose, first of all, the vessel itself is a very large oil tanker. Just to put it in perspective for your listeners, it's about the size of three soccer pitches long, kind of end to end. And about the same width. And again, to put it in context, when you have an oil truck come into your house to fill the oil, its tanker would fill about 17,500 of those trucks. So it's an enormous ship. However, it is indicated that it's in ballast, and what that means is that there isn't actually any oil on board it. So as you said, effectively it seems to be about halfway between Iceland and northern Scotland. Over the last sort of week or so, it's been a build-up of US forces in the UK. Particularly, most of those forces are a group called the 160th Special Operations Aviation Regiment. So they're a regiment of special forces, and they would generally operate from an aircraft called the CV-22, a tilt rotor. And again, any of your listeners who were up in Dublin during the American US Navy football match a couple of years ago in the Aviva would be familiar with three of those in a fly past. And they'd be supported by a number of other aircraft as well. And they've been in the UK the last sort of week or so. There have been reports of them conducting special forces exercises with the UK. So that's the kind of assets there. And then also this morning, it became apparent that in the area of the ship, there was a US Coast Guard cutter, again, a small enough ship, about 140 meters long, and generally not something that would have been used for that kind of boarding, because it was also reported earlier on last week that the US had tried to do a seizure of the vessel about a week ago, because there is a seizure warrant on her. And I suppose what sort of happened very dramatically just New Year's Eve and New Year's Day is the vessel changed registration. And the reason that's important is because prior to that, she was effectively what would be considered flagless. So she wouldn't have had any particular registration and wouldn't have had any protection offered upon her by having a registration with a particular country. And then overnight, effectively, she seemed to register with Russia. And as a result of that, Russia has, on a number of occasions in the last couple of days, asked the US to desist with her pursuing of it and the kind of seizure warrant on her. And then again, over the last sort of 48 hours, I think actually looking at the movement of aircraft out in that area, there's been kind of two things going on. I think, first of all, there's been a kind of a general surveillance of her, even though there is a US Coast Guard ship there. A lot of countries have had an interest in it in general. Ireland sent out a maritime surveillance aircraft just to see what was happening. The UK sent out a few P-8s as well, which would be maritime patrol aircraft. But predominantly, there's been a lot of anti-submarine warfare aircraft out that area as well. So that may tie in with the reports that came in this morning as well about Russia deploying a submarine and a surface asset to the area. And then again, obviously, the last sort of minutes, like literally just breaking there, there's reports that the US have attempted to board it. There's various reports coming in, whether they've actually got on board or not on board. I was kind of looking at those images as well. The actual helicopter in use looks very small. Certainly wouldn't have been able to be refueled locally. Sea conditions don't look right either, to be honest. So again, that we'll have to wait to see what comes of that. It may mean the US had some kind of an aircraft carrier in the area as well. We just didn't know about it, or we just have to see, really. So that's sort of a kind of a summary of what's going on at the moment.
Yeah, how unusual is all of this?
So I suppose the US obviously has been focusing on shadow fleet tankers for the last while. Obviously, the arrest of the president in Venezuela kind of is part of that. And this ship would be, as I said to you in the descriptor at the start, capable of carrying a huge amount of oil. And those shadow fleet ships, there's been a kind of a general international clampdown on that with various sanctions. Certainly from an American perspective, doesn't seem unusual at the moment. And they've set up a blockade to stop ships moving from out of Venezuela with oil. I suppose the next thing you'd ask is unusual or not. Would it be unusual for Russia to send an escort to a ship? It can be unusual, but for instance, when Russia had a kind of a large enough presence in Tartus in the Mediterranean, they would have escorted either Russian ships or Syrian ships in and out of Syria. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of commonly known as well. So that wouldn't be unusual. But I suppose what may be unusual is the extent to which the US are carrying out this certainly surveillance operation until we've confirmed they're on board. It's very far into the Atlantic. It's certainly in international waters. And it's certainly not common. But then again, if you look at US foreign policy and if you look at their sort of doctrine of pursuit and keeping the threat away from the homeland, they are prepared to go quite far away from the States. So again, it's unusual insofar as I've never heard of it before. But if you look at it in the general context of what's going on at the moment in that side of the Atlantic and with the Shadow Fleet ships as well, probably not that unusual, right, or certainly might be the start of something.
All right, Tony Geraghty, thank you very much for joining us.